whatever floats your boat. You know that it is the weekend, and as promised, as close as we are to the bottom of the hour, my special guest for this afternoon, Barry Holland, has arrived, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome him once again to the 88FM studios. Barry, lovely to be again in conversation with you. The premise that we've discussed of late has been quite varied. You're a champion comrades runner. We know a lot about your running side. You also are the very proud proprietor of a new manufacturing furniture business called Abenzi Africa, which is creating a large stir in the designer community, certainly in those that appreciate the finer things in life, because your furniture range is exquisite. It's all locally crafted from exotic woods, hardwoods, and quality bits and pieces. And yet the price, which normally for that line of very top-end furniture would be excessive, this is surprisingly not. So let's unpack the premise. Firstly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, David.
And let's get straight into it. Abenzi Africa. Tell us a little bit about where it comes from.
Okay, so Abenzi is actually a Swahili word that means to make. And typical of a lot of African languages and stuff, it also has a double meaning. It means also the makers. So we pride ourselves on being very local. A lot of our timber is imported, but all assembled here in KZN. Our wooden tops are assembled up in Pinetown, New Germany. But all our legs are actually fabricated just within 2-3 kilometers of where we're sitting in the studio right now. The powder coating and zinc coating and stuff like that, all done locally, local manufacturers. So very pride ourselves very much on being a local business.
Is the product range then predominantly wood and steel?
Absolutely. It's wood and steel. We've got a couple of other little bits and pieces which we're trying to add to our range. We've got some beautiful stone carvings of whale tails carved out of spring stone from Zimbabwe, carved by Zimbabweans. So some fun pieces like that. We've got Nguni rugs and hides and some beautiful bowls that come from Zimbabwe as well. But yes, our stock in trade is very much live edge furniture. And the great thing about live edge furniture, of course, is that each piece is unique. Every single piece, because it's got the live edge of the tree, if you like, on the side of the two sides of a dining table, there's only one like it on the planet. So if you've got a beautiful dining table in your home from Abenzi Africa, you can pride yourself on being the owner of that. Only that piece.
So that's what live edge means. Yeah. Literally the outline of the natural contour of the tree.
Absolutely. So
does that not present problems if you're dining with your cashmere sweater and doesn't it get hooked on the live edge?
No, not at all. So there's no bark. There's no bark on the side. It's all cleaned up and beautifully, sanded down and stuff like that. No, you can run your hand across it. It's not bark and stuff like that. That would be terrible. No. So, but it's what's quite nice is the often what we call the sapwood. So the sapwood is the outside of the tree. Mm. If you take mahogany as an example, the sapwood is a lot lighter than the inner wood. Now, inner wood of mahogany is typically that very rich brown or going to the redder side, whereas the sapwood is much, much lighter, which creates a beautiful contrast. We work with mahogany. We work with a magnificent timber called cottonwood, which is basically poplar. That comes from the Cape. Our mahogany comes from West Africa. We work with French oak, which is beautiful. That comes in from France. And we also work with some walnut. Often you can't get it. So I would say our three standard timbers are the cottonwood, the mahogany, and the French oak. And then we take variations on that with the walnut. If we can get some camphor, we'll work with camphor.
So it's very difficult to get these rare hardwoods in quantity.
Some of them are hard to get, and therefore we always need to be careful. So somebody walks into the shop and says, oh, I absolutely love that beautiful walnut table. I want one, but I want it this size. And yes, I can make it that size, only if I can get the timber. So what we say is our core timbers, if you like, are the three I've mentioned. And then walnut, which we can get, but it's I have to make a phone call first sort of thing and say, have you got stock at the moment sort of thing.
So you almost become a bit of a broker of exotic hard woods.
Yeah.
And that's marvelous. I mean, I presume, the way we're talking, that you could almost create a bespoke piece. If someone has, for example, a lovely access to a magnificent piece of quality wood, you might be able to...
Absolutely. We would consider that. Absolutely. I would have to look and see, you know, make sure the wood is properly dry and stuff like that. Yeah. But using that word bespoke is most interesting because that's the big part of the business that we pride ourselves on. Our model allows us to make almost any size of our range. So if you walk into our shop and say, look, I love that table, but it's just a little bit too big or a little bit too small or whatever. Take a tape measure. You tell us the size. We'll make it that size. We can order our timber tops to any wow. size. So it's very, very user friendly from that point of view. Now somebody's got a specific space in their home, in their dining room, they want to put a beautiful table in. We'll make it to fit that space.
And if the timber has imperfections, and often the really large pieces have. What you see on looking at YouTube, how people actually fill those imperfections sometimes with resin, is that something that you do?
We they call it the river resin. We don't do that.
Okay.
But what we do is fill the imperfections with epoxy. So normally, if you've got, say, we use rustic French oak deliberately because it's got such lovely character. There are knots in it and there are some holes in it, and so we fill those with epoxy. Sand those down, grind them down, so the table's all beautiful and very user friendly. You've not got big holes in your table, but we don't
try to lose the salt.
No, we don't. Yeah, you don't have the salt dropping through the middle of the table. But we don't do the river.
Because that's a specific type of thing, and some it's not for everyone's taste.
No.
But what you're talking about would appear to be, for generally speaking, a much more conservative approach, but yet widely appreciated approach, because a beautiful piece of wood is a beautiful piece of wood. Oh. No need to add any...
Timber is just so warm, just so beautiful. But our stuff is very modern. So our legs are typically, you know, those sort of square tube or flat bar, but angled, you know, it's very, very modern and nice. But with the warmth of the wood, it just makes such a wonderful, wonderful product.
And then you powder coat the metalwork.
So we zinc coat, which is like galvanizing. Zinc is the key element in galvanizing. So we zinc coat and then powder coat. Yeah.
And is the powder coating done to any particular tone or shade?
We tend to do it in black because that's the thing. But we did a beautiful range of furniture for a client a couple of months back now, where she wanted, it was a typical beach house, and she wanted it in white.
Mm.
And so we did a bar counter, a dining table, a host of things. We did some bar stools for them. We did a TV counter. And she wanted all that in white, and we did it in white. And it came out absolutely magnificent. It was beautiful. Really,
that's the beauty of being on the floor, so to speak, and being able to literally create a bespoke piece to the customer's specifications.
Absolutely.
That's a real win. Now, talking of that, you're local as well. You've got a showroom in Ballito. Where is that?
Okay, so in Villa Commercial Park, which is a small commercial park immediately below Hirsch. On Garlic Drive, immediately below Hirsch. That's where Zululand Cycles used to be.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they went out of business. And we've got those premises. And we've got our workshop there, our storage, and, of course, our retail space, which is really lovely to have it all in one.
And is there also an online opportunity where people can look online first?
Yes, we're just getting it going at the moment. So we're not up and running. We've got our overseas website up and running. So people, in fact, can go to benziafrica.uk and see our same, basically you're going to see the same range there, but obviously all quoted in pounds. Our South African website requires a few more photos and things like that, and we're just getting it up and running now. You know.
Talking about quoted in pounds, generally speaking, this kind of small batch, bespoke, very, very exclusive furniture or furnishings carries a price tag to match. But strangely, your prices seem to be very, you use the word sensible in your radio ad, I like that.
David, we've tried to be practical, and yes, you can make we've got a walnut table on the floor at the moment. It's a magnificent piece. It's 75 mils thick. And it is just the most beautiful piece of timber. And, you know, that table, you could often find that in, I won't mention any names, but other retailers at, you know, sort of 60, 65,000 rand quite easily. Our price on that table is 32.
Wow.
So and we're making a reasonable profit out of that. I mean,
is this a dining room table or a coffee table?
No,
a
dining room table.
It's a big.
75 mil thick walnut.
And how many seater?
Roughly. Oh, that's at least an 8-seater.
Wow.
And so we've tried to be reasonable because we're saying that sensible, you know, pricing. We're not trying to rip it off and you know, we if we make it a reasonable, fair business profit out of that, we can make another table and do it again and again and again.
And no doubt the offer to the UK coming from South Africa must be really attractive as well.
Well, yes, again, when we have looked at the UK market, we could actually make a very nice margin and still be very competitive overseas, especially with our dining tables and things, you know. A number of items that have gone overseas, we sent a whole container over. We've got a small shop in Woking, which is quite a busy commercial town, a small shop just off the high street there. But we sent a whole container over, and when we looked at the pricing, certain things like desks, maybe bar stools, things like that, we couldn't quite get the margin we would have liked. They were a lot more competitive. But when it came to things like dining tables, well, you know, you'll see a dining table there for £4,000. That's 80,000 rand.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got nothing we could sell for that much.
Wow.
You know, we could sell that same table at £2,000 and be making a very handsome profit. So. Yeah. You know.
And how sustainable is the timber?
Oh, very, 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 very sustainable. We coat all of our tops with an ultra matte sealer. It's actually used on floors. It's a Woodock product used on floors. So it's very, very tough, very strong stuff. We have three coats of that. When we finished with that, people walk into the shop. They say, well, what must I do? How must I coat this table? And I say, yeah, it looks like it's raw wood. And it's not raw wood. It doesn't change the color. The color changes marginally. You know, most varnishes and stuff change wood colors. They turn them red, they turn them yellow. This stuff does not change the color. It's ever so marginal, and it's properly sealed, you know. And then you just, there's a penetrating polish that Woodock, we give our customers polish with it. Just tell them polish it with that, and
beautiful. And away you go. I was really referring to the sustainability of the forests, I presume.
Oh, from that perspective. Yeah. Oh, David, yeah. So if I take, for example, the French oak, that comes from the French state forests, and that is fully, fully sustainable. Fully.
Because it's very important nowadays. People want to know that they're doing the right thing.
So I know, and we can actually back it up with paperwork that said that timber that of your table, if it's made out of French oak, has come from timber that is only no younger than 25 years. Mm-hmm. So 20, and they recycle those forests, they cut, in you know, proper, yeah, proper recycling, rejuvenation, whatever you want to call it. So no, 100% right. The cottonwood, also the same story, and the mahogany from West Africa, yeah, all good. So very sustainable.
You know. So it seems like Abenzi Africa is a wonderful innovation product, if you like. Something that, is it the design, the creation, is this your brainchild?
David, yeah, we'd be disingenuous if we didn't say we pinch ideas from other areas.
Of course.
I think every business does.
You just perfect them.
We've designed a number of things ourselves. Myself and my wife Debbie, she's got a very good eye for things like that, and so we've developed a beautiful little bathroom vanity. We designed the frame ourselves, where you put your towels and things like that, which is suspended from the wall. So we've done a lot of the design work ourselves. Others we pinch some ideas from here, there, and everywhere. The really great thing about that is you pinch an idea, make a table, but as I said, we go back to that, make it reasonable.
Yeah.
We don't try and then, you know, pinch a great designer idea and then say, well, we want the designer price. Mm. We don't look at it that way.
So the consumer's getting the benefit of, a well-built, well-conceived, well-constructed product at what you call sensible prices, but these are products that are designed to last a lifetime. Absolutely. And beyond.
Mm.
So family heirlooms right now, this is fantastic. available off the showroom floor, but I presume also there's a bit of a waiting list.
Well, what we're finding all the time is, and going back to that bespoke concept that I spoke about, our recent sales I've had to make them. One sale last week, the guy walked in and said, "I want that one." I said, "You can have that one. I'll now just go and make a replacement for that for the floor." But somebody comes in, our dear friend right here, next to us from Dave from Diskem, came in and ordered a beautiful bar counter from us, but the one we had on the floor, our standard, was a little bit too long for him. So he said, "Can you make it a little bit shorter for you?" So we're just busy constructing that for him at the moment. So
good. We'll all pop around and test run it, shall we? Yeah. Thanks, Dave. We'll be there next week.
So a lot of our stuff is very bespoke like that. People walk in and say, "Yes, I like that, but can a little bit shorter or a little bit, you know, whatever." And we make it.
Well, this is the good news from Barry Holland at Abenzi Africa. You can pop along a very easy Villa Commercial Park, just south of Hirsch's, where Zululand Cycles used to be. It's now the home of bespoke furniture, manufactured locally to last a lifetime at sensible prices. Barry, lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, David.
I look forward to the article coming out in the next edition of Life and Style, the magazine, where you'll see the beautiful range and some of the concept behind Abenzi. We're waiting for that with eager anticipation.
Lovely. Thank you.
It's now almost 3:45 on 88 FM, and here is John Mayer, Perfectly Lonely.